today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, we're going to have a little look at how they're going down there at the dining precinct on the Esplanade. Of course, the changes were wrought some weeks ago now. There was a suggestion people would take a while to adjust. And I went down to see how it was going. We talked about this a few weeks ago, and just about everybody was just ignoring the no-entry sign there on the Esplanade heading north as you go past Shield Street. They were just going sailing through there. Some of them were cutting back to 20Ks. Some of them still going through at whatever was suiting them. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I saw a car roar out of there doing 60-plus from south to north and heading along the Esplanade. So it didn't even reduce speed to what the old restriction was of 20Ks. Now, what's happened now? Basically, it's commercial vehicles only, fundamentally. I won't go through all the details. There's a clear sign saying, you know, no entry except for commercial vehicles. And I hear lots of people are still ignoring it, just about everybody, the majority, it would seem. However, I heard there's been police on site. I don't know whether they're actually fining them or giving them warnings, but they're stopping vehicles who've gone through there clearly in breach of the commercial vehicles only requirement. I just put a call through to Martin, who was just on the program earlier on with his police report. He's the Senior Constable, Martin Shepherd. Hello, Martin.
Hello, John, again.
It's interesting because I had a gentleman on the program, in fact, it was Danny Betros. He said, listen, put all the signs in the world up, they're just going to ignore them. And I said, oh, no, people wouldn't ignore a no-entry sign or commercial vehicles only. He said, yes, they will watch, and they did. And they still are, but apparently there have been police constables down there actually on site stopping vehicles. I don't know what they're doing. Are they fining them or just giving them a warning? What's going on, Martin? Do you know?
Well, right now, from my understanding, is that what we're trying to achieve is education. So we're pulling vehicles over that are going through the no-entry sign, and at the time we are educating them, informing them of the fact that they have committed an offence, taking down their details and putting it into our database, so that if the person becomes persistent and keeps flaunting the law, they will end up with a fine for failing to obey a street sign. Mm. Now, that fine can result in $192.
Oh, okay.
So it can become quite a special little fine for someone. Now, the sign clearly says commercial vehicles accepted. Now, that's so that these retailers can actually still get their goods sent to them. With that in mind, it is there just purely for a safety reason too. A lot of people look at the footpath and the way the road's done now,
yes,
and believe it is a walkway. So we don't want a lot of cars going through there. Okay. It's lovely to be able to sit down there and have lunch.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful aspect to be able to sit there and just enjoy without cars roaring up and down. So cars, when they do come from the, which end are we looking at, Wharf Street end, they can actually drive up and then turn left up Shield Street. Although the road still looks like it's paved, you can turn left onto Shields, and that gets you out if you're spotted by the... I have seen drivers get confused. I was actually there the other day waiting to cross where a driver's actually stopped and didn't know which way to go. And I think he was more concerned because I was standing there in uniform. So I've actually been able to direct him up to the left because he didn't know what he was supposed to do when he saw the sign. So you can turn left onto Shield Street to get yourself out of any bother. Don't go through because you will get a fine at some stage.
Isn't this interesting? You've just pointed something out to me. Because there's paving on Shield Street, people think it's a pedestrian mall and they can't enter.
The way it's actually, and it's beautiful, don't get me wrong, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it does look wonderful.
But it does look to someone who, once they look at that first sign, they just get a little bit flustered and they go, oh, where do I go now? They can't turn around. Mm. So they just become in a bit of a pickle. So it's just easier, have a look, take the left turn, and that gets you out of any trouble.
God, that answers a question. I was talking to Paul Papagallo at Limoncello down there the other day, and he was just flabbergasted because people were pouring through there. Some of them would stop and think and then still go straight ahead. Now I know why they wouldn't turn left. They thought they weren't allowed to.
Yeah, that's part of the confusion. Mm. And I believe the OIC of Road Policing is actually looking at that at this point as well to see if that can be rectified in some way.
Now, from what you're saying, though, the police weren't issuing fines yet, but they will with people. They've taken the names, I presume, of people ignoring the signs.
I'm not saying they haven't given fines.
Oh, okay.
There may have been some given out. I don't know for 100%. Mm. But in saying that, we're really not there to find people at this point.
Yeah.
We're there to educate people.
Yeah.
And the only way we can really educate them is to pull them over, have a chat to them and say, did you realise? And I think a lot of the answers are going to be, yeah, but I didn't know which way to go.
Yeah, turn left at Shields.
So yeah, if we can get that message out there, and that will certainly probably stop a lot of the problems. You'll always get the ones and twos that just want to flaunt the law and be a goose in front of people. But the good thing is we can always take up with them too, because there are CCTV cameras. We can view footage.
Yeah.
And get a registration number and go and have a chat to those people too. So, there's ways and means.
Ah, there you go. This has been really very educational, instructive. Good to talk to you, Martin. Thank you for that.
You too, John. Thanks.
Well, that explains it. They look left and they see that that sort of upmarket paving and think, oh, it's a pedestrian mall. I can't go there either. Let's just go straight ahead and hope no one notices. So that was Senior Constable Martin Shepherd. Just repeating the point he's making, listen, if they start handing out fines, they're $192 each. So please, rather than go straight ahead through there and ignore the no-entry sign for non-commercial vehicles, you can go left. Please go left across that what looks like pedestrian paving there in Shield Street.